Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Up the Guts podcast. Joining as always is your host, Tricky, and my co-host, Will. How are we, mate?
I'm good, Trent. How are you?
Very good. Now, if you're watching on YouTube and you're wondering why I'm sitting in my Collingwood jersey, actually the premiership with the players on the back, but first of all, obviously, getting in the spirit because it's Thursday night. We're back. We're back, baby. Footy's back.
Footy is back. But, I'm so keen.
But second of all, we're going after this straight down to Hoyts in Frankston to watch the Take Your Steps Collingwood docker, aren't we?
Yep. Looking forward to it. You watched the trailer?
Yeah, I have watched the trailer.
Looks good too.
We're supposed to be going a little bit earlier, then we're going to recap it, but we'll recap it next time because did you have a good sleep, mate?
I had a great sleep.
Yeah, because when I saw you were active like 13 hours ago, I was like, he's dead in a sleep.
Yep. That's what happens though. You got to kick.
I was like, do I call him? And I was like, nah, I'm just going to leave him.
Nah, fair. If you call me, I probably would have cracked the shit.
Yeah, I was like, do I call him and say, hey, if you make it now, we can do the 3:31, then we'll recap it here. I can just let him go.
Well, you know, you ever been like in your room asleep and then in the morning it gets real hot in your room?
Mm-hmm.
So the way my room's set up is we get all the morning sun. So I was sitting there, hit about 8:30.
Yep.
Mind you, I only went to sleep at like 5:30. So it hits 8:30 and I'm sweating bad. And so I wake up, turn the aircon on, and then my sister starts fucking yelling and screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, so I'm like, oh, but yeah, that was an all right sleep.
Now, before we get into it, 75 hard update day 9, going well. I'm liking it so far. How are you tracking along, Will?
Yeah, I'm going really good, guys. Going really good.
Now, let me set the scene. Nah. I get a message from Will, and he goes, fuck's sake. I go, what? You guys forgot a progress photo. Then just proceeds to send about 3 messages going, fuck. I'm like, oh, no.
Because it's thing to bow out on.
He goes, nah. Well, mum's at the same thing. She's like, it's just a progress photo. Can't you go? I'm like, technically, it's not the point, but like.
Yeah, like.
I personally wouldn't have said anything, but I know it would have just been in the back of your mind. I fucked that one day.
Yeah.
I think it's more to the point. You're cheating yourself and then you'll be sitting there after you finish it and go, well, that one day kind of annoys me because I didn't do it.
Yeah, and it wouldn't annoy me as much if I missed a workout or something because that's a big component of it.
Yeah.
But the photo, man. Because I realized at like 12:15.
Yeah, oh no.
So I'm like, oh. Because I was like recapping it through because I have a list in my notes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was recapping.
It's popular over
every
here.
Week,
it's
every
popular.
Week. It's popular. Yeah, so I was going through the list and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, one of those ones.
What did you get up to on the weekend?
Nothing really. Saturday did the thing when I go down to Chelsea Beach down there.
What did you do this week?
What do you mean?
Like, did you just
We just literally go down there, get a coffee, have a chat, catch up.
Oh, okay, nice.
Talk about our week and then set out what we're going to do for the next week. You know, what's some goals? How's everyone tracking? It was a heart-to-heart with someone. I won't go into detail, but... And he's like, I hate to ruin the mood. And then we're just like, oh. But not like that, but you know what I mean? We're just like... you know when a mood, sometimes you're all laughing and someone drops that in and you're there for you, but he's like, sorry to kill the mood. We're like, it's fine, but moods can go like that.
Yeah.
It's just like... You could tell he was sitting there, didn't know when to put it in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there was that. And Sunday, what did I do Sunday? I've literally just been going morning walks and getting a coffee. And then I went to, instead of doing weights on Sunday, I did 45 minutes on the treadmill bike.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then was reading LeBron's book while I was doing that.
How are you finding that?
Very good read. Very good read.
Nice. How far along through that are you?
I think I'm 80 pages in. I think I'm 8 chapters in.
Shit.
Yeah, so I think...
With your 10 pages every day, do you read past the 10 pages? Or?
Yeah, I like to read the chapter.
Oh, okay, yep.
So, like, yesterday, the chapter was... It was like 8 or 9 pages. And I was with Corey, my brother, at the gym. And I was like, I won't hold him up, but I go, when I get home, I'm going to obviously finish the 10 pages, but I may as well just read the chapter because I don't want to finish 2 pages into a new chapter.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I understand that.
It's kind of pointless. But did you end up going out as Deathrow sat tonight? Did you end up staying in?
So on Friday night, went out, Dezo.
Mm-hmm.
Went out just to Amstel, got a meal, a nice meal, and hung out. Then Saturday night, went to Espy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. I didn't go to SP. I stood out the front of SP for about an hour and a half.
Yep.
Lined up, and then eventually everyone threw the towel in, so I ended up just going home.
Okay, yep.
So I didn't really do much Saturday, and then what did I do Sunday?
Trying to think.
Oh, yeah, went to my auntie's for a roast, and then had work Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then basketball yesterday, and now I'm here.
W? No W? Yes, no basketball?
Yeah. Final. We're in finals now, so week off, and then week into finals. Get keen.
Beautiful. One thing I did do, I didn't do, but I would normally do with Case South Melbourne boys, they played their qualifying final.
No commentary?
No, because the game was, I was actually going to go the Sunday, but.
Away game?
It was in Paran. Paran, but I can't remember where the game was actually played. Anyways, it was about a half an hour away.
Okay.
And I was going to go the Sunday, but remember Sunday was a bit of a miserable day, the weather was. It was like 18, 20 degrees, and I'm like, I can't be stuffed driving in this. I end up staying home and just meal prepping.
No, fair enough.
And
what'd you prep?
Made honey garlic chicken noodles.
Ooh.
Yeah, turned out all right.
Nice.
But I'll just quickly go through it. Oh, no, sorry, they played. Yes, they played Paran at Walcott. I think it was in like Clayton area. Sorry. Yes, they played it. I've searched it up here. They played in Parkdale. You know what that is?
No.
You pass on the train. I thought you'd realize. So it's about
pass it on the train.
No, normally you put Parkdale as a stop, like normal cranny.
No, it's not.
Or it used to be. Definitely used to be. You pass it.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Sandringham Way type of thing. Like in that end, pretty sure you pass it. Well, you definitely
do not pass it on the Cranbourne line. I mark my words.
Because it's the
Parkdale. Parkdale, Sandringham line. Are you sure you're not talking about Frankston?
Maybe it was Frankston, but I've passed it a fair few times. Let's just put it that way. I've passed it a fair few times. Anyway, it was a Saturday Sunday game, so two day game, and we won the toss, I believe. Well, we batted first anyway, and we put up 271. We're all balled out for 90.3 overs. Pollock was a top scorer of 86, while the captain, Shelton, also made a 70.
Do you reckon I'll win the flag?
Now, Paran got off to a beautiful start. Let's just go on here. They were lost their first wicket. Their opening partnership was 127. Mind you, they're chasing 271. So their opening partnership is 127.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go 2 for 145, 3 for 147, 4 for 154, and 5 for 164. Game on.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get a bit of a partnership going, and they end up being bowled out for 245. KCR Melbourne get the week off. So the openers, Hemp 61 and Billington made 63, leading the way for KCR Melbourne, as he's done all season. Nathan Lambden bowled 24 overs. Four maidens, took 5 for 99, which takes his total tally wickets for the whole season in Victorian Premier Cricket to 44.
That's not bad.
He's led the season in wickets, while also Jackson Fry took 2 for 43 from his 25. So they get the week off, and they were very up and about that.
So back to my question I asked before, do you reckon they're winning the flag?
It's hard to say because we got off to it's a really close competition. So it's really hard to say. Anyone can win on their day.
Right. Okay.
That's
a good thing. I suppose. Where'd they finish? They finished second, didn't they?
No, we finished fourth.
Didn't they get the double chance?
Yeah, top four.
Top eight through or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, top four. Yeah, there's 18 teams.
Shit.
Yeah, so
how many games this season?
In the regular season?
Yep.
18.
Oh, so you play everyone once?
Yep.
Right.
So, yeah, and while on the cricket, we'll quickly go through as well. First test down in New Zealand was on.
Yeah, I did see that. Didn't catch much of it.
I did. I got a message from someone straight away because he's a big fan of one of the players who turned up. But cricket, so New Zealand, Australia was at Bass and Reserve. New Zealand won the toss and elected to bowl. First innings, Australia all bowled out for 383. But the story of the innings, Cameron Green, first 100 for Australian test. 174
good knock.
Out. Great
good knock.
Matt Henry took 5 for 70. New Zealand bowled out for 179. Glenn Phillips making 71. Nathan Lyon had a stellar game and he took 4 for 43 in the first innings. Second innings, looks like the bowlers haven't get in their way a bit here. Australia bowled out for 164. Nathan Lyon top scored, coming in as a night watchman the night before. Yep. Batting at number four, he made a quick fire 41. And leading wicket taker was Glenn Phillips with 5 for 45. New Zealand bowled out for 196, falling short by 172 runs. Ratchan Ravindra made 59, while Nathan Lyon took 6 for 65, which took his total tally for the match to 10 wickets. Yep. And player of the match was Cameron Green. So good start for the Aussies down there.
Yeah.
Against arch rivals. Rivals, New Zealand. Yeah,
rivals. Yeah. Rivals. Yeah. Cross Tasman rivals.
But yes, but what the big thing was, I heard a comment on this too on one of the podcasts, Mason Cox's show actually, I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called Community Series, but they've gave them the flick to like Bendigo and all that and Ballarat? Remember when they used to play games in
the
there,
footy?
Yeah, during the community.
Yeah, what about it?
But they didn't play any in Bendigo and Ballarat, so they're like, where's the Community Series about it? One of the guys on the show was saying.
I suppose, but you're still playing.
It was a joke, but it was just you know what I mean? Like Community Series, but the Bendigo and Ballarat, no game.
I mean, they played game in Tassie.
Yeah.
So I suppose.
Yeah.
It gets down to it.
Do you want to take the first game, Matt?
I can take the first game. So on Tuesday, at Icon Park, we had Collingwood played Richmond. Collingwood, 10 goals, 16, defeats Richmond, 5 goals, 16, by 30 points. Goal kickers, Lipinski with 2, Cox. What, is that McKinney's?
Yep.
McKinney's, Schultz, Dugowie, Nick Dacos, Hill, Frampton, and Mikacek.
My check.
I know.
You're just doing that just
Baker, Prestia, Dow, Ryan, and joke, Young.
Yeah. I forgot about that joke, sorry.
Yeah. Those are the goal kickers, for the Tigers. Disposals, Hoskin Elliott with 24, 12 marks. Quaynor with 23 at 87% efficiency. Lipinski with 23, 2 goals, 8 marks, and 11 score involvements.
Big game from Lipinski there.
Oh, well, that is good. Richmond had Short with 27, 82% efficiency, 800 metres gained, and Taranto with 26.
Some of the talking points, I thought Jordan Ngoi and Nick Dacos were just a class above a lot of the other midfielders on the ground. I thought Jordan Ngoi and they were on set minutes as well. So Nick Dacos played the first 3 quarters. I'm assuming Ngoi did the same. But Ngoi had 22 disposals, 9 clearances, 7 score involvements, a goal. While Nick Dacos also had 21, 7 score involvements and a goal. I just thought they were a class above. And it's good signs.
It is good signs. I suppose it's kind of expected from those two, mm-hmm. I'd say. I reckon Jordan Ngoi is going to have a big year this year.
Yep.
Speaking of, after this, have you got your Supercoach team done?
I've done that,
yeah. You want to go through it at the end
of this? Yeah, I can go through it, yeah.
Too easy. Next game, also at Icon Park. There's a lot of games at Icon Park.
Oh, sorry, you missed one. If you remember last year, and it looks like it's come across this year, I know it's only a practice game, but it's not a good sign when the Tigers are still inaccurate in front of goal.
Yeah, I didn't catch much of the game, but wasn't there, I heard that there was complaints of wind. Was that a factor?
I haven't heard about
that. Because both teams kicked 16 points each.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just inconsistency in front of goal or if there was some environmental factors there. But nonetheless, you hope that that's just some practice match, you know, mm-hmm. cobwebs
yep.
getting out of the system. Next game, mate, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. So Carlton down at their old, at their training grounds, Icon Park, 10-3, 63, defeated by Melbourne, who showed some promising signs. 15-11, 101 by 38 points. The two tolls, Carlton McKernow and Kai,
McKay
and Kernow kicked 3 each. And for Melbourne's multiple goal kickers, you had Sparrow with 3. Shacky Gorm wins up with the 2 as well. Some of the disposals. You had Adam Starr coming off that halfback line, as he always does, with 26. Paddy Cripps, 25 and 7 clearances. And George Hewitt, 25 and 7 tackles. Well, geez, didn't this guy have a big game? The skipper, Maxi Gorn, 24 disposals, 2 goals and 30 hit-outs. Well, Trent Rivers also had 24. Some of the things I noticed, at 32, Max Gorn still has it and is the number one ruckman in the comp.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I suppose experience comes into it a bit when being a ruckman, mm-hmm. I believe. It's good that he had such an impact on the scoreboard as well with the 2 goals. Just shows you how versatile of a player he can be, and that'll be really crucial for Melbourne this year, I reckon.
Yeah, and as confirmed already, I'd written Caleb Windsor helped his case for an opening round debut, but he has been confirmed he will be playing this week. He looked really good off the wing in half forward.
He did, coming in first season and a debut round one. Looks good.
Yeah, and Tom Sparrow with Clayton Oliver not playing that practice match, he is confirmed to be playing in the opening round, but took it with both hands to play as a starting midfielder. He was arguably the game's best and most impactful midfielder with 20 disposals, 7 tackles to go along with 3 goals.
Yeah, good work from Sparrow. He's not playing round one. Is he playing round one? Do you
not sure. Round zero, mate.
Round zero. Opening round.
Yeah, opening round.
That still counts towards points, though.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to that, by the way. Yeah, going this weekend to Sydney.
Giants. Oh, you're going up to Sydney?
Yeah, Giants Collingwood. Going up. On Thursday, we had Sydney versus Brisbane in Blacktown. Sydney, 8 goals, 8.56, defeated by the Lions, 12 goals, 9.81, 25 points. Goal kickers, Wicks, Almadi, Heaney, Fox, Goulden, McDonald, McKerney, and Warner, all with one. For Brisbane, we have McCarthy, 3, Hipwood, 2, Zorko, 2, McCluggage, Archie, Coleman, Rayner, and Wilmot, all with the one. Disposals, we had Jordan, 31, and Errol Goulden with 24 with the 9 tackles. For Brisbane, we had McCluggage, 31, with 9 score involvements. Some talking points, Taylor Adams suffered another injury.
Yeah, so he suffered a mild medial ligament strain and looks to be out for about 3 to 4 weeks.
That hurt because I had him in the Supercoach team, saw that, and I had to get rid of him, do some remodelling there. I think that's a bit of a shame. I was excited to see how him and Grundy would fit in that midfield.
For sure.
How they do. But it's only a mild, so they said round 3, I think.
Yeah.
Possibility of return, depending on how well that heals up. Power outage delayed the game.
How's that? Did you see that power
and
outage?
And the snake.
And the snake.
That did you see there was footage of Horse on the sitting on the bench and he's just sitting there? And I think he mouthed the words like, oh, that's interesting. Because he was just sitting on the bench next to the lights go out and he's, hmm. And then the snake incident, you know, it's not a great look for footy in Sydney.
No. We love Sydney, don't we?
Yeah, Sydney, great place. Great place to go. Shit.
Hugh McCluggage was just exceptional, I thought, as well.
Yeah, he's sort of following on from a bit of late form last season, I feel. Not really much else to say about
it. Is he more impactful than a Lachie Neale?
Oh, it's hard to say. In that game, he definitely looked it, and I think maybe going forward he could be. You know, Lachie Neale's getting a bit older, and I feel like McCluggage really showed last season that he can have a presence and impact in that midfield.
Yep.
Getting in and out. And the next game.
GWS and Gold Coast at Manuka. It's Manuka, isn't it?
Manuka.
Yeah, Manuka. Oval. 15-15, 105. GWS defeated Gold Coast 9-7-61. Some of the goal kickers, you had Callum Brown and Green both kicking 3. Riccardi and Daniels kicking 2 each as well. Lacocious for the Suns kicked 4. Some of the disposals, you had Tom Green just continuing to do what Green does. 31 disposals, 9 clearances and 9 score involvements. O'Halloran was good with 26 and 9 score involvements, while Stephen Canelio with 24 and 8 score involvements. Some of the other things were Miller for the Suns had 33 with 8 score involvements. Sexton looking to be playing a bit off half back at 31 and 11 marks. Or Anderson at 28 and Powell at 25 with 9 intercepts. Some of the talking points, I thought Tom Green looked powerful and set for another big season.
Yeah, he's going to be an absolute star for that Giants outfit. I reckon he'll be their leading disposal getter. Thoughts?
Yep, I agree. Friday night, mate.
Friday night, we had Geelong v Essendon at GM HBA Stadium. Geelong, 11-17-83, defeated the Bombers, 10-11-71. Goal kickers, we had Stengel with 3, Hawkins, Close, Manor, Myers, Neil, Dempsey, Holmes, Stewart, all with the 1, Langford, 3, Gresham, 2, Martin, 2. Disposals, we had Holmes with 29, 645 metres gained. Parrish with 34, 7 score involvements. McGrath, 31. Martin, 28 with 2 goals, 11 marks, 10 score involvements. 562 metres gained. Merritt with 25 at 88% efficiency. Some talking points for this game. Why the hell did Matt Guelfi decide for a banana on a set shot straight in front?
Oh.
The check side?
Did you see
it? Oh, terrible. Oh. Absolute disgrace. Mind you, he wasn't even on that big of an angle.
No.
That's drop punt territory for me. For me.
Mate, he was straight in front.
I know.
He was straight in front, not even on that bad
That's
of an angle.
That's a bad miss, too.
He wasn't on an angle.
I know. That was a terrible miss.
Oh.
He didn't miss by a little bit either. He went almost straight through the middle of point posts.
Oh, no.
Oh, far out. What are you doing, Guelph? At least he's got his hair in check, kind of.
Yeah, and the last point, mate, I thought.
Crucial blow to the Bombers as Jordan Ridley suffers a quad injury late in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's not good with the key backs. He's a crucial part down there in their defence. But he looks to be all right. They're not hasn't been confirmed yet what the extent.
It didn't. I don't think it looked too bad. Maybe a couple weeks. Could be a strain. Who knows, though? I'll wait to find that out. Next game, boss.
Port Adelaide and Fremantle at Albertson Oval. Port Adelaide 13-14, 92, defeated Freo 8-5, 53, 39 points. goal kickers. You had Rioli with 3, Dixon 2, to go along with Boak, Byrne, Jones, Marshall, Drew, McEntee, Rosie, Soldo, and Wines. While Young and Walters kicked the 2, Sharper, Simpson, Kowski, and Voss with the 1 each for the Dockers. Some disposals, some big gains for some Port Adelaide power players. You had Burton with 30, 13 marks, and 623 metres gained off halfback. Wines, 27, 9 score involvements. Horn Francis, 26, 8 score involvements. Houston, 26 at 88% efficiency. Rosie, 26 with 8 score involvements and 7 tackles. While over to the Dockers, doing as he always does, Sarong with 29 and 7 clearances. Nat Fyfe back in the middle with 26. Young, 26 in the midfield with 2 goals, 8 score involvements, 7 tackles, and 697 metres gained. Some of the talking points. Zach Butters rolled his ankle halfway through the first quarter. The Power and the Butters are bullish. He'll be okay for round one, however. But
it didn't look bad. Nah. It didn't look that bad. I think that was just precautionary, bit of rest. Because if you roll an ankle, it's only a preseason game. You don't want to risk that. So that didn't look too bad, in my opinion. Looked like just maybe a jarring or something of that nature.
Yep. And Ollie Wines proves why he should never, and I mean ever, be seen or placed on a wing again.
Why is that, Trent?
Mate, it's a joke. He's a Brownlow medalist, and they're just like, yeah, go sit on the wing. He's a contested bull.
He's been a bit quiet the last year.
I don't care. He's not a wingman. He's going to do his most damage in the middle. Don't put him on a wing. If I see him on a wing again, Ken Hinckley, I'm coming for your head. I'm coming for your head. Your job's on the line. What are you going to do? Let's chuck Wines on the wing. Yeah. Let's chuck him on the wing. Let's see what he does. It'll bring that... In that pace. Jeez, he's got some good pace down that wing. Ken, I don't want to say it.
Jesus Christ.
And Nat... Yeah, go for it.
Sorry. No, you go.
Nat Fyfe played the entire match in the midfield. Proving the experiment was over.
What experiment?
When they were trying to... Yeah.
Yeah. Experiment's done. I can't wait to have him in the Supercoach at $200,000, providing he doesn't get injured. It's going to be a great year. Thank you, Nat Fyfe.
And next game, mate. Before that, Ken, you're on watch, mate.
Adelaide versus West Coast at Richmond Oval. They played in some odd places.
That is in Adelaide, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, mate, come on. You know the Richmond Dogs? You never been sitting on Sportsbet at night and have a look at the Richmond Dogs?
I've been in Adelaide. Yeah, I've done Richmond.
No shit. It's the same place. Anyway, 17 goals.
I don't bet.
117 defeated the Wet Toast Eagles by 7 goals, 850. 67-point thrashing. Goal kickers, Rankin, Rochelle. Oh, sorry. Rankin with 4, Rochelle with 3, Berry with 2, Walker with 2, Murphy with 2. For the West Coast Eagles, we had Darling with 2, Petrocelli with 2. Disposals, we had Dawson with 29, 630 metres gained, Laird with 26, 9 score involvements and 7 clearances. And for the Eagles, we had Kelly with 26, 7 clearances. Harley Reid plays a mix of forward and mid with 20 disposals, 5 clearances, and gets some treatment from Rory Laird after it.
That was good to watch. That was funny.
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch that game. The only games I watched was...
Surely you've seen it. It went around everywhere. He handled it really well, though. He gave it back. But
fair enough. He looked a bit disappointing in his first hit out, but I think he's...
Yeah, he was definitely better in this game.
100%. 100%. He really showed why he's the number one pick, I think, in this game. It'll be interesting to see what he can do in the opening couple of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Thilthorpe, who was put on good size this preseason, limped off with a jarred knee in the third quarter and didn't partake in any more of the game and will not need to be assessed. Sorry, fellas.
They've got the key forwards down there, but it's not good for Riley Thilthorpe. They were all the talk coming out of the Adelaide camp was... He's had a ripping preseason, come back and ripping Nick, put on some good size. He's ready to take the game on and goes down on this. Although, it could be all right.
He'll play round one.
It could be all right.
He'll play round one. Mark Morwood. Rankin, the star player with 16 disposals and 4 goals, including 18. 3. What? Oh, sorry. 18. Far, that's twice now. Come on. Get your glasses on, Will. Sorry, 18 disposals and 4 goals, including 3 in the third quarter, mixing his time up forward and through the midfield.
He's playing a bit more through the mid to provide that bit of X factor. I like it.
I didn't catch it, so I didn't really see. But I'll take your word for it. Tricky?
Hawthorn and Western Bulldogs at Launceston.
What a game this was up until halftime.
Right. 9-8, 62 defeated by Western Bulldogs, 17-17, 119, 57 points, mate. Goal kickers, the multiple goal kickers, you had Ginnivan, McDonald, and Lewis all with 2.
Which McDonald was it, mate?
Connor McDonald.
Yeah, thank you.
You got 2? Oh, you got a Bailey?
You got Bailey McDonald.
Norton and Hugo Hagen kicking the 4 each. Ethan Phillips didn't got a welcome, didn't he? Jesus. That's hard when you have to mark up those two. But anyways, West with three as well. Newcomb with 37, seven clearances and 661 metres gained. And Amon at 28 with 860 metres gained. Some big gains for some of the Dogs. They just ran amok around you in the end. Bont had 32, three goal assists, 11 score enrollments, six clearances, eight tackles and 875 metres gained. He led the ground with metres gained. Liberatore, 30, 20 of them being contested, 13 clearances, seven score enrollments, seven tackles and 576 metres gained. Obviously been elevated to the vice captaincy role too. And I'm really excited about this young kid. Riley Sanders had 30 with 10 score enrollments. Adam Treloar, 28, 10 score enrollments and 7 clearances. Talking points, Bulldogs leaders stand out, as well as first-year player Riley Sanders. Obviously, the leaders being Marcus Bontempelli and Tom Liberatore, but Riley Sanders was very impressive. What do you think of his game?
Yeah, it was good. It was very good. Good to see a young boy go out and put on that sort of performance. I think it did give him a lot of confidence, too, going into the opening couple of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
You got him in the Supercoach?
Yes, I think
well,
I
we'll
do.
We'll find out. We'll find out shortly.
Jack Ginnivan worked hard and looked good kicking his two goals. What do you
he
think
did.
Of
he did look good. I hope he can keep that sort of form up going into the season. However, I don't know how much the ball was going down our forward line in the first six rounds. If you had a look.
Well, didn't he work hard? They were saying one of them, his goals, he was one of the first players to get it in the back pocket, then made his way back
down.
Yeah.
I had to stop watching after halftime.
Oh, why's that?
I was just busy doing stuff.
Oh, okay. Didn't miss much.
Well, no, clearly not, because once I turned it off, we got thumped because we were winning when I turned the turned it off. So just goes to show. But nah, Ginnivan looks good. Looks like a good recruit. Excited to see how our small forwards work together, considering we got like 40 of them on the list.
Yeah.
Need a couple key backs.
Mm-hmm.
Our back line did look a little bit bare, as you can probably guess, especially coming up against the Bulldogs, who have the two like bigs in Norton and Ewell Hagen. So, yeah.
Last game, mate.
Last game, St Kilda versus North Melbourne at RSCA Park. 11-18-84 defeated North Melbourne 10-5-65. Goal kickers was King with 2, Owens 2, Sharman 2, Membry 2. For the Roos, we had Larky with 3, Zerha 2, Dersma 2. Disposals, we had Bonner with 30, 727 metres gained. Wanganeen Miller.
Star. Calling it already.
29, oh. 7 score involvements. Burns with 28, 7 score involvements. We have Fisher with 36 and Sheezel with 32. Talking points. Jimmy Webster absolutely murdering Jai Simkin.
Jimmy. Now, I'm not trying to take this serious, but let me just put it this way. The fuck were you thinking? You're just like, oh, I'm going to bump him. I'm going to get him high. Yeah, I'm probably going to get rubbed out. So I may as well just jump off the ground while I'm at it and lay him out.
Oh.
Didn't Clarko give it to him?
Oh.
Clarko was not happy.
Clarko, yeah.
He's in trouble, I think.
Clarko was in trouble. I think he actually might get a few weeks as well himself, just quietly. But Jimmy.
How many weeks? Minimum?
I'm going 8 weeks.
Eight?
I think it'll be slapped on 8 weeks.
Well, Power Pepper got 4 for his, and Jimmy's just ran
him. One of the blokes from Barstool is a Saints supporter, and he said that Sam Powell Pepper's was worse than Jimmy Webster.
Oh, give me a spell. Give me a fucking break. Get him on the line. I want to have a good chat to him.
I tell you what, you know what was a bit, I shouldn't probably say this, but it was a bit funny. Not really funny, because Jai Simkin's been knocked in the middle of the next week.
Oh, yeah, Jai found it funny, fucking hilarious, didn't
he? No, but Jimmy Webster's family started getting on.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't do that. That did not help it either, did it?
Can't say goodnight. Oh, Jimmy.
But what did his parents say? Because I did hear about it, but I didn't see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How old are his siblings is what I want to know.
I don't know, but.
Because
what were they thinking? Like, imagine the phone call going, come on, guys.
Come on, guys, pack it in.
Yeah, pack it in. Yeah, but.
That's pretty rough.
You're saying 8 weeks? You still want to say it. The fact he's left the ground. It doesn't help.
You know what? This is good. Like, I don't mean this how it's going to sound. It didn't look as bad in real time as it did in slow-mo. You watch it back in slow-mo and, oh. Slow-mo makes nothing look good. I'll tell you what.
And Jai Simkin did battle with injuries last year too, and they're just like.
Well, he's been concussed now 3 times in 12 months, I was saying. So that's
Jimmy West is just like, yeah, cop this.
Yeah, Clarko really not happy. An interesting thing when you.
Who are you back in a one-on-one? What? Jimmy Webster or Alistair Clarkson? It's the real question.
Webster?
Clarko will give him a run for his money.
He's 60 years of age. Or close
mate,
to it.
Mate, don't ever underestimate what that man is capable of.
Line in the sand match, you're saying that?
Yeah, don't even underestimate.
But yeah, the whole Clarkson comment. So he called Jimmy Webster a cocksucker.
Imagine that. Well, Jimmy, you're a cocksucker.
Yeah, well, they're going around, though, saying that it's like pinning it as a homophobic slur.
Oh, give me a spell.
Now, when I said this, I had the same reaction, but then I actually sat down and thought about it, and I'm like, it actually technically is homophobic slur. So I would never have thought of it in that way, if that makes sense. I'd just say it's more of a, what's the word I'm looking for here? Just, you know, something you say to someone when you're not happy with them. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is a homophobic slur. So I reckon he will probably get suspended for a couple of weeks, especially in light of the racism stuff.
Yeah. But one, moving on to that, we won't dwell on that too much, but one of the pickups that might prove to be really good after, he was delisted from Port Adelaide, Riley Bonner, played an exceptional game and did it really well in the practice.
30 disposals, unreal. Good pickup for the Saints.
I liked him at Port too, off the halfback line. Provides good.
Very good.
Yeah, good, gets good meters gained. Now, I want to make an announcement that you're not even aware of. So we had the Andrew Phillips team of the year last year.
Yep.
I've gone with my own one.
All right.
This year's team, we'll find out how we're going to pick our players, but we're going to be calling it the Amati Party 22.
The Amati Party 22.
What do you reckon?
Yeah. I'm glad you run that past me.
What do you reckon? Amati Party 22.
Yeah.
You don't like it,
yeah. No, your team. Your teammate.
You don't like it, yeah.
I don't mind it.
Amati Party 22.
If you're happy.
Well, the Amati Party XI. What are you thinking? Amati Party 22?
The Amati Party XI.
Well, what are you thinking?
Amati Party. I'm happy with that.
Amati Party 22.
I'm happy with that.
It just sounds good. The Amati Party. The Amati Party 22 is what we're going to go with. But now we'll go through my super coach. Do you want to go through yours too?
I can go through mine. Mine's subject to change.
And then we'll finish off with our
just
tips.
Just FYI.
We'll finish off with our tips and then head off to watch the doco.
Yes. How's my projected round one score?
And if you're listening to this and you're not in the super coach,
get in.
What are you doing?
It doesn't. You've got one more week.
I think I put it at the start round two.
Of the super coach.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Oh, no, I'm looking at the league. Not the.
Come on, mate. Far out.
All right. So my team, starting off with the back line, I got. And the vice-captain doesn't really matter, so I won't he's got the vice-captain on him at the moment, but that's just because it's automatic. Nick Dacos, starting off in the defence. Then I got James Sicily next to him.
Okay, so we're both starting off pretty strong.
Then below him, I got Hayden Young.
Yep.
Next to them, I got Massimo D'Ambrosio.
Okay.
Then I've
got... Don't know how much senior footies he's playing, but...
He was all right.
He was good. Yeah, he does look good off a half-back.
Daniel Curtin and Josh Gibkiss.
Okay.
And then...
On the bench?
On the bench, Matt Carroll and... Sam Colossi.
Yep.
I went cheapest players and just chucked him on the bench. My midfield and at the moment my captain probably will stay, Marcus Bontempelli.
Yep.
Next to him is Jordan Dawson, skipper of Adelaide.
Yep.
Below him is Zach Butters.
Yep.
Next to Butters is Stephen Cornelia.
Mm-hmm.
Will hit the scoreboard too, so he's always going to score well. Nick Martin.
Mm-hmm.
James Jordan. Might be a good get at only 275.5K.
Mm-hmm.
Colby McKercher.
Yep.
And Riley Sanders. And on the bench, Revel, whoever that, Roland and Kynan Brown from Melbourne, the father son. Now my rucks, I've gone big, gone Maxi Gawn.
Yep.
And I've gone his opponent for this week, Brody Grundy.
Oh, you've gone big in the ruck.
Yep. And then I got Toby Conway on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Forwards. Now this guy's going to be playing a bit more mid-time, but I reckon he's going to score well again. Got Dusty.
Dusty
up forward.
There you go.
Got Sam Flanders.
Okay.
He had a very good second half last year.
Okay.
Got James Harms. He was good. He was good on the weekend.
Geez, you're going cheap.
I got Elijah Sardis, who I think is one to look out for the Bombers.
Sardis.
He had 23, I believe, in a goal.
Yep.
So got Harley Reid.
Okay.
And I got former guest Nick the Wizard Watson as well down there.
Okay.
And then on the bench, don't know who they are.
You don't know who they are.
His name goes across like that. So let's have a look who he is. Rob Monahan and Nathan Waters.
So you've just gone, Chuck, you haven't even gone proper emergencies on your bench.
No, not at the moment.
All right. My team.
What do you think of my team so far, by the way?
It's okay. It's good. I think mine's better, personally. when you hear the names.
Yeah.
But I suppose we'll eventually see. I've got Nick Dacos, James Sicily, Kitty Coleman.
Oh, yeah. How much is Kitty Coleman?
Just under 400K.
That's not bad, actually.
I got Josh Weddle, Dan Curtin, Connor O'Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the bench, I've got Caulfield and Ethan Phillips.
Did have Caulfield in there at one time, but I think he might have went off.
Well, regardless, he's on the bench, so who cares? Midfielders, I've got Josh Dunkley.
Is Ethan Phillips there because it's going to be down there a lot? And then
I have got three Hawthorn players in my back line.
Anyway, say midfield. Josh Dunkley is one I wanted. Actually.
Josh Dunkley, I've got Brayshaw, the non-retired one.
Okay, yep.
Josh Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Steele. Jason Horne-Francis.
Yep.
Nat Fyfe.
Yep.
James Harms. Harley Reid.
Yep.
On the bench, I've got Sanders.
Yep.
Darcy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And Jai Clark.
Yep.
My ruckman, I've gone Brody Grundy.
Yep.
And I've gone Jordan Sweet.
Okay.
From Port Adelaide. And then on the bench, I've got Finne Malay? Hang on. Yeah, it is. Finbar Malay. Forwards, I've gone Charlie Curnow.
Yep.
Shea Bolton.
Yep.
Nick Larkey.
Yep.
Connor McDonald.
Yep.
Bailey Humphreys.
Yep.
Caleb Windsor.
Yep.
Then on the bench, I've got Max Heath from the St Kilda, who's also a ruckman. And then Sean Manor.
I like mine better.
Sean Manor. You like yours better?
What's your projected?
Projected means fuck all.
No, mate. I want to know.
My projected? Just under 1,700. What's your projected?
1,766.
Fair enough. I've got a lot of young blood in there, though. A lot of young blood.
So do I. Sardis, Watson, Reed, Jordan, Sanders, McKercher, Curtin, Gibkiss. That's a lot.
Fair enough.
But so there's that one. And let's finish it off by doing some tips. Now, if we're rushing through this, we apologise. We have already made reservations to go watch the Collingwood Doco.
I've got 10 rookies.
10 rookies, fair enough. It would have been earlier, but some people need their beauty sleep, isn't they, right, Will?
Traffic wasn't good getting here either. No. Oh, mind you know how they've got the Asian Summit on?
They're coming
in the city? It's called the Asian Summit.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know, but I was anyway,
all the world leaders, the Asian world leaders and shit, they're all doing meetings. And so I, shit you not, sitting there, waiting to like get out of my garage in my building, and about 10 coppers on motorbikes all sit there, don't move. So I was stuck there for about 15 minutes. And so there you go. Be considerate, mate. You don't know what other people are going through.
Anyways, opening round. Sydney and Melbourne at the SCG. I'm going the Swans. What about you?
Oh, I'll just double check who I tipped, mate.
I haven't put my tips through on that yet.
Well, you should. I've got Sydney.
Brisbane.
Who do you have?
Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney.
Brisbane, Carlton at the Gabba. I'm going to go the Lions.
I've gone Brisbane.
Gold Coast v Richmond at Heritage. I'm going to go Gold Coast.
I've gone Gold Coast.
GWS in the last game of the round. GWS, Collingwood at Giants Stadium. I'm going to back my boys in.
Go the Pies. Go Pies.
You're backing the Pies in?
I am backing the Pies in. Yeah. Yep.
I don't think we've done it yet.
What?
Have we done our preseason predictions?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we haven't done Bulldogs yet either.
We haven't done Bulldogs yet either. No.
So there's our tips. But let's quickly, before we're doing it, I don't think we've done it. Have we picked our Brownlows in that?
Hang on a sec. Huh? No, we haven't.
Who do you got winning the Brownlow this year while I load up my Bulldogs?
Actually, no, we did. Did we not? I can't remember. Oh, no, this is bad.
Did you say Clayton Oliver?
No. I thought I said... Oh, no. Dawson D asked us who we thought.
Oh, yeah, but we haven't...
That's right. We haven't done an official one.
Who do you see winning the Brownlow this year while I load up Western Bulldogs? Who's your pick? I'm just going to back in like I do every year, Marcus Bonapelli.
Errol Gordon, I reckon, will give it a good crack.
Mm-hmm. Coleman, I said... If you remember, I said Nick Larkey.
I'm going three-peat for Curnow.
Rising Star, I'm going Riley Sanders.
Rising Star, I'm going Nick Watson.
Premiership, I'm going back-to-back because I saw a stat every 10 years or something, it happens. So if it's going to be anyone.
Every 10 years it happens. The last back-to-back was us.
Every decade or something, there was a stat for the last 50 or 60 years or something like that.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, so I've gone the Pies. Who do you got winning the premiership?
I don't know. I'm tied between Brisbane, Collingwood and Carlton. I'm going to go Brisbane.
Okay. And breakout player or breakout story that you think might happen?
Breakout story. Breakout story. Ken Hinckley gets sacked. Or Adam Simpson gets sacked. Okay, we'll give you that
one.
Clayton Oliver gets sacked.
Actually, I said Ken Hinckley last year, I think. Or, yeah. My breakout story or breakout. Breakout story or breakout player. Breakout story. I'm going to say there's going to be... Jeez, I really should have thought of it myself. Well, you took my one. That's the thing that's...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no. I got breakout story. Got breakout story. Luke Beveridge. Gone. There's mine. Luke Beveridge.
Bevy boy. Gone.
We'll be gone. Now...
Are you going to round one? The Pies game, round one?
I'm
going
to try and get tickets, yeah.
Who are they playing round one?
GWS.
No. Opening round. They play them 2 weeks in a row. We're playing GWS...
We're playing...
Jesus Christ.
Sydney. Sorry.
Sydney Swans.
This is the other Sydney team.
The better Sydney team. Both Sydney teams, I reckon, will do good this season.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Bevo, season preview, the last one, Western Bulldogs, after I've just gave him a big talk-up, apparently. But no, so 2023, they finished ninth. Some of the list changes, they've brought in James Harms from Melbourne. They've also brought in Nick Coffield from St Kilda, Riley Sanders with pick 6, Jordan Croft, father son, Joel Freya, pick 45, Lachlan Smith, a ruckman, pick 47, and Aiden O'Driscoll with pick 55. Out, they lost Jordan Sweet to Port Adelaide. So key defenders, they're probably a bit, if Liam Jones goes down, I'm worried for them. I don't think they've got much if Liam Jones goes down.
Who's Liam Jones?
What do you mean? Well, don't do that ever again, yeah?
He's a back end.
Yeah, he is.
He's a defender.
Key defender, yeah. Midfield, they've always been stacked. Interesting to see how they played Bailey Smith.
Liverpool's above Bont in the Brownlow. That's my big call.
That's my big call. Rucks, I'm a bit worried if English goes down as well. Their only backup is the recruit from this year, Lachlan Smith.
So who cares?
Deledio, Brad Deledio, who manages him, says he's got a lot of work to do.
Oh.
Like body-wise and get right.
Mate, what a snitch. Imagine your own manager going, nah, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, he's got a long way.
He's got a long way to go.
What a dog. I'm interested to see how they get this forward line going. So, Buku Kamas ended up playing off half-back and looked really good.
He looked frigging good. He took like 4 intercept marks.
Which is where I think he should be playing.
In a row.
But I'm going to be interested to see how they play him. 2024. Now, I said to Will prior to the recording, I'm in a bit of a predicament.
Mm-hmm.
I think they make the 8, but I don't know who to kick out.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I reckon we leave this up to the viewers.
Yep.
So the current standings are, we'll make a post, but we've got Pies 1, Lions 2, Blues 3, Swans 4, Port 5, Giants 6, Demons 7, Saints 8. I think Bulldogs don't finish above any of those teams.
That's what I'm saying, but then I was like...
But then I don't know where to put them because... I reckon just knock everyone down a spot, mm-hmm. honestly. That's what I think. But we'll leave it up to the listeners and viewers to see what their opinion on it is. We'll take a photo of the board and who moves where.
Yeah, let us know. My lookout for, mentioned him earlier, but I think he's going to have a terrific first season, Riley Sanders.
Yeah, as expected.
Look out for. My needs to lift. Now, I mentioned I'm wondering how this forward line's going to work. And if with the forward line they've got, Sam Darcy played, he's not my... the player pick, but he's looked very good this preseason so far.
Yep.
But if this player, with the players they've got, even once a game, if he doesn't lift, he'll be seeing a lot of VFL footy. Rory Lobb.
Oh, okay. You were about to say Aaron Norton then.
No. Rory Lobb. Came across on big money. He had a good, decent season at Freo. By all means, refuses to play in the ruck. Well...
Why does he refuse to play in the ruck?
Well, I'm sorry, Rory, but if you refuse to play in the ruck, you got... Norton there, Jamara is an up-and-coming star, Sam Darcy's on play. I don't know where the fuck you're going to play, mate. So unless you're going to play hard as a forward, you're going to go behind the ball maybe, or you're going to play back up to English, you've got to work it out, or it might be time for the chopping board soon. That's all I'm going to say, but Rory Lobb needs to lift.
Yep. Beautiful.
Is that who you would have said?
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
And you've got West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast, look out for Harley Reid. Needs to lift everyone else.
Needs to lift Adam Simpson.
I reckon that about wraps us up.
Yeah, that does wrap us up. So thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys are as excited as we are about the footy being back. So obviously, if you want to listen to us, I've stuffed that up, and I'm so sorry, but make sure you listen to this podcast via stream this podcast via podcast.
Oh, no.
Stream this podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And you can also find all of our other clips on TikTok, Insta, YouTube, and YouTube Shorts.
What's the TikTok, mate?
TikTok is up the guts underscore the same with the Instagram, and YouTube is just up the guts. And while you're there, click on the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. Click the notification bell so you don't miss when we upload. If it's Insta or TikTok, make sure to give us a follow. Any little bit counts. And until anything else you'd like to sign off on?
I'd just like to say get involved in the tipping and Supercoach. $30 in total for both. $10 for tipping, winner takes all. And Supercoach, $50 to second place, and the winner takes the rest of the cash. We've got some decent numbers, but I reckon we can get more. Supercoach doesn't start till round 2. Double check that.
Mm-hmm.
And tipping starts, straight away.
Straight away.
So, yeah, just get involved in that. It'd be good to see if we can get as many of you guys in there as possible. But I guess that's it. That's the end of the episode.
And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you again next week to wrap up the first week of footy. Boy, am I excited.